SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
It is your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap for this Thursday, the 6th of June 2024. The Australian share market had a good day today. The S&P ASX 200 up 0.7%, 7,821. Tech stocks doing well, followed a rally on Wall Street off the back of some good tech numbers, as well as some positive momentum and talk about potential interest rate cuts spurred by the Bank of Canada. For the details, I spoke with Luke Laridov, the CEO of Seneca Financial Solutions. Luke, so a good day in the markets today, and it follows a great lead from the US and an interest rate cut from Canada. Run us through it.
Yeah, in a largely expected move, the Bank of Canada cut rates from 5 to 4.75%. It's the first cut for them in 4 years. Did give a sort of strong lead to the markets, but I think it was probably more the semiconductor earnings that came out and a big beat on the ISM services survey, 53.8 versus consensus of 50.8, that probably drove the markets. We sort of saw risk appetite increase as well, with the US Treasury yields falling below 4.75% on the 2 years for the first time, which is pretty supportive of equities and risk assets ahead of Friday's non-farm payrolls.
So back on the Canada rates, does its move really increase the chances of rate cuts around the world? And is Australia on that same path, or is it a bit different?
Probably too early to expect similar cuts here. We're going to get a cut from the European Central Bank probably in the next 12 hours, which has largely been flagged by the market. And like we were saying, the Bank of Canada's cut probably does say that inflation is under control in most parts of the developed world. And that is going to be supportive of equity markets, property prices and other risk assets. I think that being said, though, from an Australian context, Australian inflation is still running at 3.3% or thereabout. Canadian inflation's down at 2.5%. European inflation's at 2.6%. And, you know, the yield on the Canadian 10-year Treasury bond is 3.38% versus ours at sort of 4.21%. So you can sort of see where our inflation expectations are relative to perhaps other parts of the world like Canada and Europe who are already cutting rates. Canada increased their interest rates for the first time in March of 2022. We didn't get started till June. So I think in a similar vein to what the market's pricing, we can expect interest rate cuts for the first time at some stage in the second half of this year. When that is, probably up for debate and will change as the data comes out and people's expectations move. But I think consensus is for a slight reprieve in interest rates at some stage this calendar year.
Okay. In the US, Nvidia has now overtaken Apple as the US's second biggest company by market cap. Is AI mania justified?
Yeah, look, Nvidia is living up to the hype. And I'm normally one of the people who's pretty anti-hype stocks, but this stock is certainly delivering. They beat earnings estimates by about 8.5% with $6.12 per share in earnings with the first quarter. Margins were really impressive. They were 200 basis points ahead of expectations. Revenues were up 6% as well, driven by sort of their data center, gaming and A&R divisions. Stocks on 33 times earnings. Analysts across the market upgraded their price targets. And, you know, on a pre-split basis, people expect this stock to be $1,200 or $1,300 a share. So, ripping and running at the moment at Nvidia.
Locally, I think a big story on the market, the Commonwealth Bank hitting another record high. It's up 30% over the past year. What's your take on the banks?
Ricardo, it's never going to win me any friends, but this stock is obscenely overpriced, overvalued. It's insanity at the moment. CBA is trading at the highest valuation in its history, 22 times PE. What's most scary about this is that CBA, despite a 9.5% share price appreciation over the last 10 years, the profits have only grown at less than 1% per annum over that same period. investors are just paying more and more for a bank that's delivering less and less. Of the 16 analysts in the market at the moment covering the stock, 14 have a sell recommendation and 2 have holds. The consensus price target for this stock among the analyst community is 25% below the current share price, which is the biggest margin over the share price we've seen in a very long time. So don't really understand why the market's pricing this stock so high and at such a premium to its peers, but investors still obviously still in love with CBA.
There's an interesting story we've been following, and that's because it relates to international student policy around the world. IDP Education, which is in that sector, plunged today. What can you tell me about that?
Yeah, IDP sort of expecting that this change in policy with regard to student numbers is going to reduce demand for their English language tests in Australia, the UK, Canada. It's going to reduce their sort of market and potentially by about 25% over the next 12 months. The business is in pretty good shape, though. The management team are sort of doing some cost cutting, which should be able to sort of manage this downturn. And certainly IDP has been a great investment for shareholders so far, done sort of 20% per annum returns and 35% return on equity. So look, trading at all time low valuations of sort of 14 times EV to EBITDA, to me, it looks like good value. And I'm sure that these student numbers will normalize and mean revert over time.
Finally, where do you see the opportunities for investors?
Look, kind of as we've sort of talked about, the ASX 50 is sort of at best fully priced and at worst, like CBA, sort of ridiculously overvalued. So we're finding the best opportunities in the smaller end of the market where kind of value and growth are a little bit easier to come by. Our small companies fund delivered a 9.7% return during May as a sort of example of what you can be done at the smaller end of the market while the top end's not doing a lot. So certainly it's about hunting in some of those lesser known and maybe less well-covered names on the ASX.
That's Luke Laridov there, CEO of Seneca Financial Solutions.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.